Texte numéro 112. UK must compel Amazon to improve worker conditions, say unions. The UK government should use the influence it has over Amazon through £630 million of state contracts to compel the company to improve conditions for workers, trade unions have said. The TUC trade union issued a report criticising Amazon's employment practices on Monday, the eve of Prime Day, an annual event when the online retailer offers deals, but that unions have said pushes hard-working staff to their limit and beyond. In a joint statement with the GMB union, the TUC called on the government to improve workers' conditions through an upcoming employment bill, but also to force Amazon's hand by using its powers as a client of the company. Amazon has won £23 million in state-funded work since the pandemic started, including £8.3 million related to the beleaguered NHS Test and Trace app, taking the total value of its UK government contracts since 2015 to £630 million. The TUC and GMB said these contracts meant ministers could force the company to improve conditions for workers. They said workers have described gruelling conditions, unrealistic productivity targets, surveillance, bogus self-employment, and a refusal to recognise or engage with unions unless forced. Ambulances were called out 600 times to 14 Amazon warehouses in Britain between 2015 and 2018, which the GMB said was because workers were collapsing in unsafe, intense working conditions. The TUC want the bill to include better union access to workplaces, the banning of zero-hours contracts, stronger laws to protect supply chain workers, and ending bogus self-employment. Trade unions across Europe recently clashed with Amazon after it posted a recruitment advert for staff whose job description involved keeping tabs on organised labour. In the US, Amazon came under pressure after revealing that almost 20,000 of its workers in the US have contracted COVID-19 after months of demands for public disclosure from activists. It has not published similar figures in the UK, where deliveries have continued and even increased during the pandemic as homebound shoppers turn to online retail. The firm recently announced that it would create 7,000 jobs in the UK to meet increased demand of warehouse and distribution jobs. A Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy spokesperson said, "The government will not tolerate the exploitation of vulnerable workers for commercial gain." A spokesperson for Amazon said, "Over the last 10 years, we've invested more than £23 billion in the UK, and this year we announced plans to create another 10,000 new jobs by the end of 2020, taking our total UK workforce to over 40,000. Amazon is a safe place to work. Yet again, our critics seem determined to paint a false picture of what it's like to work for Amazon. They repeat the same sensationalised allegations time and time again." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.